Welcome to the Cult of Money podcast. This is the home of personal finance for the crypto curious. Today, an article written by Alexa Mason on how she saved a $10,000 emergency fund on a low income. Let's get right to it. All right, so it says this. I started saving an emergency fund almost a decade ago in 2012. At that time, I was a single mom working two-day jobs while trying to build an online freelance business. I had desperately wanted to quit both of my day jobs and freelance full-time, but there's just, you know, one thing holding me back. My lack of savings. Maybe you've been there, hmm? So when I decided that a $10,000 emergency fund was my magic quit-my-job number, I was determined to make it work. Get this. I was only making close to $20,000, or maybe a little bit more, per year at that time. But I knew I'd find a way to make it happen. So here's how I was able to save a large emergency fund on a low income. First, prioritize my spending. I was already on a pretty strict budget, as you can imagine, but I knew there were a few more things I could do to take it even further. So I bought a $10,000 trailer. Took out a loan, of course, that had a $226 monthly payment on a four-year term. This one move drastically reduced my living expenses. I also set a strict grocery budget and ruthlessly adhered to it. I didn't have cable and instead just took advantage of Amazon Prime and DVDs my girls and I had received as gifts. Entertainment was kept modest as well. I decided to have my fun on a budget. One of our go-to entertainment escapes was fishing at my dad's pond, which was 100% free for my daughters and me. And they loved it. We all did. After all of my budget slashing, I was living on less than $1,500 per month. Babysitting was my largest expense. I side hustled. Next, and probably more importantly, I started all my side hustles, which later became my full-time job. I decided I was going to make money online by writing for other people. I started out slow, just like $20 per article, and then little by little I started amassing clients until I was fully booked. I saved every single penny of this extra money. It all went right into an emergency fund. I saved bonuses and income tax refunds. No kidding. During the year that I was working hard to save, I ended up getting a modest income tax refund, like $900, which went directly to my emergency fund. On top of that, I was working as an insurance agent, and after landing my boss a very good account, I got a $2,500 bonus. Once again, every dime of that money went right into savings. Each year, I would also diligently track when to expect my tax refund, and then just plan to catch up and save that money as well. I hit the $10,000 mark with fierce determination. After I had my emergency fund built up to a decent amount, I ended up quitting my day jobs in order to start my own freelance business online. That was in October of 2013, just about 1 year later. Even though I was making a very low income, like, you know, 20 grand, I started saving. I was determined to reach my goal. And I think that's the key. You can accomplish anything in this world if you're determined and willing to put in the work. You might also enjoy reading my 10 low-income money tips, where I share other experiences from my life. You can find that link and links to more at cultofmoney.com. You can also follow us on social media. We'd love to get to know you better. Just search for Cult of Money. You'll find us. Thanks so much for stopping by today. We'll talk to you again real soon.